When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
In medieval times, falconry was a major pastime. Nowadays, people are more likely to play with drones instead. They're easier to control, after all. But at Oxford University, they're doing both, and that's because they want to find out whether they can copy the attack techniques that predatory birds use to deal with the problem of drones flying where they shouldn't. Heather Walk.
Peregrine falcons are large and powerful birds that hunt other medium-sized birds such as pigeons and small ducks. Researchers at Oxford University have been studying the strategies the falcons use to take down flying prey by observing how they chase lures attached to flying drones. It turns out that birds use techniques similar to those used in guided missiles, and they could be useful in taking down drones flying in restricted airspace. I spoke to Professor Graham Taylor about how the study was performed.
So what we did was to put some miniature GPS loggers on the backs of trained captive peregrine falcons. And the birds wear these GPS units on a little backpack. It's something that's used in falconry circles for putting telemetry devices on the birds so that you don't lose them, or if you do, you know where they are. So the bird carries a GPS unit in flight, and it also carries a little miniature video camera, again, on its back. And this gives us a view of what the bird's seeing in flight. That's really useful for when the bird turns out to be chasing something that doesn't have a GPS unit on, and that does happen from time to time, because in the course of the flights against drones that we were doing, the birds also occasionally encountered live targets. And in that case, we got some useful video data as we saw the birds chasing after crows and things.
So what did they learn about the methods falcons use to intercept prey?
Now, to understand that, it helps to think about a sort of simplified version of the problem. So if you imagine kids playing a game of tag, when they're very young, they tend to chase directly after each other, so you run straight at whoever you're chasing all of the time. But you can imagine that's not a very effective thing to do. It's a very inefficient trajectory that takes you on. It's much better if you can head off the target, so aim ahead of where it's going. And what we found is that the way that the birds were doing that is to sort of measure the rate at which the direction of the line from them to the target is changing through time. And if you do that and you turn at a rate that depends upon how quickly this line to the target is changing, then that leads you beautifully into this intercept trajectory. So the really neat thing with this then is that the birds don't need to do complicated computations to determine where a target is going to end up in a few moments' time. Instead, they can just react to the movements of the target and to the effects of their own motion.
This technique is similar to the strategy used in guided missiles, but the connection has only just been identified.
Interestingly, falcons arrived at this kind of solution many millions of years before missile engineers did. But, of course, it was the missile engineers who were smart enough to figure this out first. So coming into the problem as biologists sort of 50 years later, we've been able to actually make use of some of the maths that was developed quite early on by missile engineers when they first figured out the problem of how to intercept a fast-moving target. So it's a really beautiful example, actually, of convergence between engineering and evolution. In this case, one where the engineers didn't actually have any knowledge of what the birds were doing, but it turns out that evolution and engineers have converged on the same thing.
But what does all of this have to do with downing drones?
The basis of the study that we were doing was to challenge the peregrines to chase after a lure that was towed behind a drone. So effectively what the birds are doing is to take out a drone. And at about the same time as we started this work, we spotted that there are a number of police forces around the world who've been trialling the use of falcons and eagles as a way of taking out small drones from the air. This had become a problem because of the increasing availability of small toy drones on the consumer market. So you can walk into any toy store and get the kind of technology that just a few years ago would have been the preserve of the world's most advanced militaries. What that's meant is that we've now got drones turning up in all sorts of places where we don't want them, be that on the approaches to airports or taking drugs and mobile phones into prisons. And so police forces around the world actually have been looking at finding ways of being able to remove such drones from protected airspace.
So the falcons' hunting methods seem perfect for taking out rogue drones. Could the birds be used as the drone hunters of the future?
The problem with trying to apply or trying to use birds, live birds, to do this is that they are only motivated to chase after targets when they're hungry or if they regard the drone as an intruder on their territory. And that just doesn't make it practical to keep a squadron of hungry hawks on call at all times. So what we want to do is to try and apply what we've learned from how the birds are doing this, so some of the finer details of what's going on, and apply that to develop our own anti-drone drones that are going to be able to take out drones that are encroaching on protected airspace.
Graham Taylor from Oxford University, ending that report by Heather Walk. The work was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.